Here we go. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to my latest podcast on Anchor. My guest this week is one of the guys who does Tuesday Tiger Talk on Clemson. They talk all Clemson sports on Twitter, 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday evening. And they have their own, they have, you can talk 24/7 on their message boards. My guest is Jay, one of the Tiger Talk guys. Am I getting that right, Jay?
Yeah, you got it right. Appreciate you having me on tonight.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Jay, the thing I wanted to look at this week, when I looked at Clemson and say, listen, this is, they may not be the Clemson of the past, but when you look at Clemson, many people thought when the season started this was going to be a colossal showdown.
Yep.
Maybe a top five team, top five matchup, prime time game. Obviously, it hasn't worked out for Miami. For Clemson, many thought they were going to have a drop off when both coordinators left. That hasn't been the case. What do you make of that?
Well, I think we have had a little bit of a drop off, unfortunately, in the offensive side. Our numbers might not show it as much, but we have had some issues on offense. Our defensive numbers, we've had some good, second half defensive. I think from where Wes is, goes in and he gets that, the first two quarters, he has to go in and look and see what they're playing against us. And then, of course, when we get in the second half, we've been able to shut people out other than, of course, the Notre Dame game. So I think the drop-off has not been as much as a lot of people thought, but it has been significant in some areas.
Yeah, look, I know the best back you guys have is Shipley. I mean, Shipley is that yep. kind of back who reminds you of those backs of the past. Am I right? Like ETN and all
yes.
those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an amazing back. He's that good. But to me, I think DJ has the talent to be a great player.
Yeah.
But what is it that prevents him from being great? Just ask.
Well, a lot of people want to knock him for last year, but last year we had more injuries than we've ever had in the history of Clemson football in 1 year. He was playing against with an offensive line that I think only two games we had the same line playing. He was playing injured. Shipley was out for half the year. A lot of the defense side got injured. So, I mean, we was playing with house money last year. I was really surprised we won the last six games and, finished the year off with 10 wins. This year, DJ's been playing a lot better. I think there's a lot of things. A lot of Clemson fans would tell you they think it has to do with Streeter. He's been the quarterback coach there, and he hasn't, quite got DJ where he needs to be. That's, one train of thought. The other is DJ's just not – he's holding on to the ball a little bit too long. He's trying to make, big plays, and by the time he sees the play open, he's getting hit or, fumbling the ball. Then, of course, it's also, Clemson's been used to those receivers that were able to go get 50-50 balls, and that's just not the case this year. We're just not, for whatever reason, our receiver room is not as strong as it used to be.
Yeah, I've looked at a stat last week. I noticed Clemson was one of just five Power Five teams not to have a 100-yard receiver in a game this year. Yep. I find that amazing. They're supposed to be wide receiver you. Well, so look, I'll ask you. People say you'll get 10 different answers, but I'll ask you this. What happened to wide receiver you there?
That's the million-dollar question as far as someone who watches Clemson as much as I do. A lot of people would like to blame Grisham, the wide receiver coach. I think there's a lot to blame. Now, of course, that question has been yelled at a couple times to some of the receivers. Bo Collins just most recently answered that question. He said, our running game's been so good, there's no reason for them to throw the ball as much as they used to. But then again, you still think you would take a couple deep passes, two or three times a game and try to keep the safeties honest. But, me personally, I'm not too happy with our wide receiver room. We used to have the tall receivers, your Williams and I almost forgot his name. Number 85 plays for the Bengals now. Higgins, T. Higgins, wow. My bad. And that right there, with those guys being gone and not having them like we used to have, I think sometimes a lot of people will say, well, that's the main reason we don't have the guys that we used to have in the past in that room. And, of course, that would also go back to recruiting. So, me personally, I think that we got some guys coming in. We got Noble Johnson coming in, Rowan Hannafin coming in. But to have those big 6'4", 6'5", receivers like we used to in the past, I think that's something that we don't have is those guys that can go get those, you know, 50-50 balls that used to be 80-20 are, you know, to us instead of 50-50. And now we're just trying to hope it lands in their hands.
Yeah, I'm looking at the highlights from Louisville last week. You got to deal with a guy like Cunningham in an extent. I think Cunningham did play last week, right?
Yes, we knocked him out in the second
round. I'm watching the play now. Watching that play right now. I mean, they knocked him out. Now, the question is, how are you guys preparing for whoever starts this week? Many think down here is going to be Ja'Cory Brown, the freshman out of Lourdes High School in Georgia. How are they preparing to deal with him?
I think, we prepare for Van Dyke or, you know,
Garcia, or
you know, whichever quarterback, because that's one thing that Dabo's always done is he prepares for all three quarterbacks during the week. He spends a day on, you know, half a day on each one of them, just so you never know what can happen. Just like, you know, with Cunningham, we knew if something happened to him and he didn't play, because, you know, there was talk about his hurt hand, even though it was his non-throwing hand, there was still talk about him not maybe playing. So we prepared for both quarterbacks. And I think that's what Dabo does. He makes sure that, hey, we got all our, you know, T's crossed and our I's dotted. Make sure that we're ready for either quarterback, no matter who's in the game. And him being a freshman coming into a hostile environment, you know that they're gonna feed on him as far as pressuring him and trying to, you know, knock him off his game. And I think that's one thing that Clemson's always been good at is we got to get our defensive line to come after him and come after him strong and hope that our linebackers will, you know, flood them gaps like they're supposed to, but not like we didn't do in the Notre Dame game.
Yeah, I noticed the Notre Dame game. I mean, that's in the rearview mirror now. They overcame it with a dominant performance, especially in the second half against Louisville last week. But yeah, they're still pretty good against the run, only 111.6 yards rushing a game. I saw something from your quote from Wes Goodwin, your coordinator there. He said, and I quote after the game this week, "I thought our guys played with good effort Saturday night and playing physical, playing fast, playing tough. It wasn't perfect. A lot of things to coach and correct, but overall was unbelievable." Your thoughts on that?
Wes is just – he's a cerebral type defensive coordinator. That's the biggest thing that people say between him and Brent Venables is Venables was always an, you know, excitement, in-your-face type guy, whereas Wes, he's kind of the, "I'm going to talk about it, and this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it." And he just kind of, you know, does that – like I said, he's cerebral about things. He wants to go at it in a different way than what Brent Venables did. He sees things that we need to improve on every week because there was a lot of plays that we gave up that we shouldn't have gave up in that Louisville game. You know, we let them come back at the end of the game. We was trying to shut them out, and they got that, you know, people call it garbage touchdown, but they still got a touchdown. And before that, they had several big plays. And I think that's what he looks at is, hey, we can't let people get back in these games, and especially someone that's a team like a Miami or South Carolina or even a Louisville. You let these teams stick around, and they're going to bite you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come in. They're going to hit you hard, and they're going to get big plays against you. And with our defensive backs are, you know, pretty much all young, Miami could take into that and, you know, go deep on us, and we could have a game like we did against Wake Forest where, you know, they have field day with us.
Yeah, I looked at our running game, and I want to see if you're ready to take a question. I see Ray Ramirez is in here. I want to get – Ray to ask a question. Ray, please unmute your mic. You have a question for Jay? Hello, Ray. Let me see if I can get him to unmute. So stay with me here. Hello, Ray. Are you there? Ray is not in, so we'll continue till I'll ask him to unmute. Okay. Hold on. I'll ask him to unmute there. Hold on a minute. Okay. But anyway, yeah, the way I was looking at this, Jay, is the way I see it. I look at Clemson, I say, listen, This team is ready. Is this team, you know, they're 9 now. Are they looking? They're not looking past Miami. That's not been Dabo's thing. But do you get the sense maybe they look past Miami, maybe for till they get to South Carolina and North Carolina and Charlotte, and then maybe a playoff if things go right?
No, they don't. That, you know, it's not just a Dabo thing. It's a Clemson thing. If you talk to any player when I was out there in fall practice and talking to players and stuff, the biggest thing that they said is, you know, they was looking at the first game. They didn't care about, you know, the games they're coming back home. The first thing they was looking at is, hey, we got to worry about Georgia Tech. We're not worried about other games in the season, you know, because we would ask them questions. What do you think about the Miami game? What do you think about South Carolina this year? You know, going to have an NC State coming up, and there's like, no, we got to worry about what's in front of us right now. Because if we go into this game, and people could say, well, Miami's having a down year, and that might be the case. But if you go into this game thinking about South Carolina or thinking about the playoffs, you're going to get spanked. I mean, people will catch you in a heartbeat. You can't do that. Not at this level. There's no such thing as a cupcake game. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because I noticed the Pittsburgh game a couple of years ago. Hey, we were there. You guys were there, I think, about a year or two before. You guys, like, right there in the playoff, and then all of a sudden, Pittsburgh comes into Death Valley and beats you.
Last team that did it.
Yes, the last team to do it. The 39 game. It was like a 39 game, 30-something game winning streak about the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, we're not going to take Miami lightly. We know we got to go into this game full board and play with, you know, intensity and do what we have to do to win the game. I do not see this team overlooking Miami. If you look at our year, there's no way we could have looked any team over, because there's been several games of teams that people said, well, you should win by 20 or 30, and we haven't. You know what I'm saying? We cannot overlook Miami. We cannot overlook South Carolina, even if we're already in the ACC championship game, because our goals are still there. We have to win each game. We still have to win the state, win the ACC championship, and then possibly go to a big-time bowl, whether it be a New Year's Six or playoff. And I know these guys are listening. No one says they can make the playoffs, but I think they can, long as we go in and take care of business.
Yeah, I think. Let me see if we get Ray on. Ray, you have a question for Jay? Hello, Ray, are you there? Ray Ramirez, are you in? Are you there? I guess he's having some technical mic issues here. But yeah, the way I look at this team, say, listen, that's been the Dabo MO. Let me see if I can get him on here while we ask. The Dabo MO, if it's close, they find a way to pull it out late. That's been Dabo's MO. Do you anticipate this being close, that like many people think it is? Let me get Ray on. Ray, you're on. Go ahead, man. You have a question for Jay?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead. You have a question for Jay?
Yeah, I was going to tell Jay. He was talking about receivers. You know, we got one of their receivers who was from South Florida, South Dade Senior High, Frank Lawson. Now, that's a big body. He's 6'3". He's like 215. Good hands. And I think he left Clemson because he wasn't being used the way he thought he would be used. Coming here to Miami, same thing. We haven't used him. And, you know, we haven't used him the way I guess he could be used. Big receiver, doesn't have a whole lot of speed, just average speed, but great hands. And I just touching up on what he was talking about, how his receiving room has been thin. We were able to get one of their receivers, Frank Lawson, spend 2 years in Clemson before getting in the transfer portal and coming over when Mario came over.
I was going to follow up on that, Jay. How is Clemson preparing to face Frank Lawson in this game?
Well, going back to what you were talking about, Lawson had a lot of injuries at Clemson also. That's the reason why he didn't see a lot of the field. But he was always a great talent. And he, you know, with what we had with Bo Collins coming on after last year, like I said, filling in for Lawson, Nagata was injured, and we had DeCorey Collins. Of course, DeCorey, because of the emergence of Adam Randall and also Antonio Williams, has decided to leave Clemson also. You know, I think with Lawson, I think the person that's going to probably be on him would be Nate Wiggins, or it could be not Fred Davis, excuse me, Sheldon Jones. So between the two of them, I think they'll be able to match up decently with Lawson, but Lawson's definitely going to have the height on him. We'll just see how he comes in, because the games that I've seen Lawson in, they haven't utilized him as much, at least Miami, for what I can tell, hasn't utilized him much. And we don't know if that was due to TVD or, you know, your offensive line scheme. I don't know enough about Miami to say either way, but I would say that, you know, if he does create a difficult position for us in this game.
Jay, you're right. You're right. They've used Ladson in a lot of short passes situations, short down and outs. You know, they haven't used them. They haven't spread the field with him. They haven't used them on long plays or anything. And you're right on that. Here in Miami, I thought they would be using him a little more, you know, since he's a physical receiver, tall, 6'3", has good hands, has average speed. I thought they'd use him a little more, you know, downfield, and they haven't. They haven't been. They, like I said, short little 15, 20 yards down and outs, hitting them on that. And, I think they could probably utilize them, you know, a lot better.
Yeah, I got to agree the same way. Okay, I'm going to start with you. Let's start with our guest, Jay. Keys to a Clemson win and a keys to a Miami win.
Keys to the Miami win, I would say, is your defense plays all out. And I'm talking about just creates so much havoc for DJ that he is, you know, put in a position like he was at Notre Dame where he feels like he's got to win the game. And DJ can win the game, but the problem is, you know, what kind of plays will we give him to win the game? Do you kind of get where I'm going with that moniker? Yeah. Does Shipley have the game that he has to have? And I think Will Shipley's key to this. If Will Shipley has over 110 yards in this game, Clemson's winning it handily. And that's with Moffa coming in also and doing his thing, because Moffa's also another running back you got to worry about. He's a big bruiser back. And if he gets going like he did in Louisville, like in the second half, I mean, Moffa actually had, I think, more yards than Shipley in the last game.
Yeah, I'm looking at the film of that now, Jay. You're right. This guy's a bruiser.
Yeah, Moffa is a big guy. I think the biggest thing that Clemson has to have is Shipley has to have the running game run well, and then that'll open up just enough passing for us to take off. As far as keys to Miami, like I said, it's your defense. Your defense has to create havoc. And if that happens, then you're going to be close enough that I think you're, even if it's your freshman quarterback, he's going to take the crowd out of the game and you have a chance to get, you know, make some plays and get there.
Yeah. Ray, what's your keys?
Listen, I couldn't agree more with Jay. He's absolutely right. The key for us to win is our defense. Our defense has to come up big. Our defense has to stop Shipley. Our defense has to stop the run. We've had issues this season stopping the run. Florida State ran the counter on us, and we weren't able to stop it. You know, these first down runs, you can't give up 5, 6, 7 yards on a first down, you know, run play. Our defense has to come up big. As far as offense, man, we got to stop with the stupid penalties. We've had so many penalties that have hurt us. We got to cut back on the penalties. Offensively, I'd like to see them spread, you know, the offense, spread receivers, put the receivers, you know, open things up more. Them short little hitches, them short little passes ain't cutting it. Everybody is seen. That's all we're doing. We're going to the run. We're going to the short little down and outs. I'd like to see them maybe open up, surprise Clemson, you know, a couple of downfield plays. Maybe get Mowry, our tight ends, in the game more. We seem to get away from throwing to the tight ends. I know we had a couple of touchdowns this past week in Georgia Tech. I was at the game where we had our freshman tight end scored a touchdown. But, you know, get Mowry more in seam plays, you know, right down the middle. So I couldn't agree more with Jay. Our defense has to come up big. And just some ball control on offense. If we can keep Clemson off the field, you know, defense stop them and a little ball control on the offensive side, we may be able to hang in there with them. They open up the run game. It's going to open up the pass game for them, and it's going to be a long day for us.
Yeah, and I'll throw something. I'll give you my keys to the game. One, I have to think under no circumstances can we turn the ball over. Under absolutely no circumstances. Because understand, Clemson will make you pay for mistake. Remember when we went up there 2 years ago, Jay?
Yep.
2 years ago, we went up there, Ray, and I think you remember this. We stole 3 points near the end of the half, and it was, I believe, a 10-point game at 20-10 at the time. We got the ball to start the third quarter. I felt good going in. I felt, okay, we steal momentum. We get the win, we score, we get back in the game. Instead, Clemson clamped down the second half. They shut us out, I believe, 27-7 in the second half. Am I correct in that, Jay?
Yes.
The 27-7 the second half. These guys will make you pay for mistakes. So ball security is going to be critical. And, of course, you got to stop Shipley. That's number one. You got to stop Shipley. Can we get – the question is, can we get to DJ with four? Can we make sure who's going to be our spot, the spot that spies DJ? Would it be Flag, our linebacker's Flag, maybe Keontra there? We don't know. But we have to make – we cannot let DJ be running the football. If he's going to beat us, he's going to beat us with his arm. Am I right, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, DJ is about as big or bigger than any of our linebackers. I mean, come on, man.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a big kid. He's not going to be easy to bring down, just like Ja'Cory Brown. If Ja'Cory plays, you know, Ja'Cory's 6'3", strong. I seen him at Georgia Tech warming up, and let me tell you, this kid to being a freshman, I mean, he's a specimen. He's very strong. He's physically cut, strong kid. And I think the more time that he gets under his belt, the more confidence he gets, the better he's going to be. He's got a really strong arm. He's not as accurate. He's mobile, which is a plus for us. You know, it keeps the defense on edge. It keeps the defense, you know, honest. Hey, you know, this guy could scramble out of the pocket at any time. So, we got to stop DJ. Mainly, we got to stop the run, man. If we could stop Shipley in the run, and hopefully they don't run no counters on us, I think we'll be able to compete.
I think that's why I got the ball security. Get the running game going. Shorten the game, because you know I think when I've read it's like when Clemson gets in the rim, it's usually more than one possession in a quarter. Like you know they like 2-3 possessions. You know, we got to get him out of rhythm and make sure Shipley does not beat us. We're not going to let Will Shipley beat us. In fact, Kevin Steele said it this week. We're going to know where Will Shipley is at all times. So we've got to make sure we count for him. That's going to be my thing. So, gentlemen, I'm going to get you out of here on a note with this prediction. I'm going to start with Jay. Your prediction for Saturday.
I'm looking more at a 41-17 ball game.
Ray?
You know, I'm going for my Canes. I'm looking more at a 31-28 Miami.
Wow. 2 years ago, I thought we were, I know it was a COVID year. I thought we were ready to handle the big moment. That was not to be. 2 years later, we have Mario Cristobal, who's won big games on the road. He's won 3 bowl games. With this team, this is a rebuilding team here. He has here. In big moments, Clemson's been in these moments, as Jay can attest. They've been in these moments. Yep. This team hasn't. Dabo's been here in bit more big moments than Mario as a coach. Clemson is up here. We're trying to get to where Clemson is.
Absolutely.
We want to get there. Mm-hmm. I've always in the past, you know, you always, Ray, you and I've talked about the turn the corner moments. Have we turned the corner? In the past, we thought we have, and it turns out we hadn't. Yeah. It's, to me, the question, do we turn the corner in this game? My heart wants to say yes, but my head says not yet. I'm going to hate myself for doing this. I'm going to go Clemson 34, Canes 30. It's going to be close. It's going to come down to that last. I think it's going to be closer. I think we cover, but I think it's going to come down to that last possession. I think Clemson finds Dabo's, like I told Jay, Dabo's been more of these fights, these white knuckle type of fights than we have.
Listen, right. We want to get to where Clemson's at. And all I'm hoping for is a competitive game. Yeah, you know, I'm a diehard Canes fan. I'm rooting for the Canes every game. I'm picking them to win in every game. Yes, we've gotten blown out by Florida State, Middle Tennessee. We've looked terrible, you know, so on and so forth. I pick the Canes every week. And I'm just hoping for a good competitive game. It's going to break my heart if it's a complete blowout, you know?
Yeah, that would demoralize this team.
Yeah.
Because, listen, Clemson, listen, I want to see progress. That's what I really am looking for on Saturday.
Yeah.
Really looking for. So, Jay, I want to take this time to thank you for coming on. Ray, thank you for coming on as well. Enjoy the game Saturday, and we'll be in touch down the road.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
Take care.
Sounds great. And thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Good night. All right, bye.
Good night.